Both readings from 2 Kings and our gospel today contain paranormal events. The first reading is the story of Elijah and his student Elisha in the gospels, in Elisha's last days before he was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind. The gospel story is the story of the transfiguration, in which Jesus is transfigured before his disciples and appears with Elijah and Moses in a glorious scene. Both stories speak of unique relationships of the prophet Elijah and Jesus has with the divine. Yet in both stories, there are some very human lessons embedded in the text. In our first reading, Elisha, the student of Elijah, follows Elijah and will not leave him, knowing that their time together is short. After they cross the Jordan River, before Elijah is taken to heaven, Elijah asks, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha says, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit when you depart." Elijah agrees, provided that Elisha sees him being taken up into heaven. While the scene is otherworldly, it carries a basic truth within it. The relationship between Elijah and Elisha is more like that of a father and a son. Knowing he was about to leave, what parent or mentor doesn't wish for their children or protege to do better than they had done and strives to help them achieve that goal? What parent doesn't want their children to get the best out of life? In his asking for a double portion of Elijah's spirit, Elisha communicates that he values what is important. It wasn't worldly goods that motivated Elisha. What Elisha asks for is to get the very best out of his life that God intends for him. He demonstrates that he's willing to stay the course until God would grant him a double portion of Elijah's spirit. What Elisha wanted was the power of God that rested upon Elijah to be his when Elijah was taken away. By making this request, he communicated to his mentor that he had learned his lessons well and he knew what was most important. I remember in the year 2000 being at the bed of an elderly man who was actively dying. His family was all around the bed as we kept vigil together. The son asked the father who was in the bed for a double portion of his spirit. He was asking his father's blessing in those dying moments. While his father was unable to speak, he held the hand of his son and he squeezed it. When I officiated at the funeral later on, the son insisted on this reading from 2 Kings as a testament to his father, and to underscore how all of us are called to seek the power of God and for us to get the very best out of life. I had a somewhat personal experience with my mother in January of 2013, the last time I saw her. We both knew this would be our final goodbye. My mother, who rarely got out of bed, insisted that the caregivers put her in a wheelchair when I came to see her at the assisted living residence. We visited a while. At this point, my mother had not spoken a full sentence with me in over 6 months. I also realized in that moment that some of the choices that I made in my life were rarely the choices my parents would have thought I should have made or would have made. I was, as they say, quite a handful. While I didn't directly ask for a double portion of her spirit, I did seek absolution from her on that day, and I said, "I hope that I did not disappoint you." My mom, who hadn't spoken words in months, said clearly, "You have not." I treasure those three words to this day. It was her final blessing and absolution of me. It was a sharing of a portion of her spirit. In our story that is always the last gospel, the gospel on this last Sunday before Lent, we hear the same words of God the Father that we heard at the start of the Epiphany season. This is my Son, the Beloved, listen to him. Again, in this paranormal event of Jesus' transfigured appearance before his disciples with Elijah and Moses, we hear the words come out of the clouds, yet words that resonate with each one of us in a very human way. Who among us has not longed to hear those words from our own parents or others whom we love? Words of approval and of acceptance. Words that remind us that we are beloved. These words have the power to transfigure each of us, and we have the power through these words to help others become transfigured. Reminding one another of our belovedness is to give a portion of our spirit to another, and in doing so, to help them discover and trust the glory that is in them already. Today, we are coming together later at the 10 o'clock service to claim the belovedness of a young child, Forrest O'Neill, who is to be baptized. His parents, Christopher and Stephanie, will bring him here today to claim the belovedness he already possesses as a child of God. Baptisms are always an opportunity to remind all of us, particularly in times when we are apt to forget, that we are beloved. In claiming Forrest as Christ's own, we will renew our belief in each and every one of us that we have also been claimed. The words Jesus hears on the top of the mountain, "This is my Son, the Beloved," are said to each of us. "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. I send my spirit upon you in your midst, that you might fully be transfigured into the beloved people that I intend for you to be. Now go out into the world and share your belovedness with a world that is often blind to its inherent belovedness and beauty. Give to others a double portion of your spirit that has been bestowed upon you by me, your loving God." My brothers and sisters, trust the transfigurations in your life, whether on a mountaintop or with another person or through a God moment you've had in your life. Pass that experience on to those you meet each and every day. Like Elisha, who wanted the power of God that rested upon Elijah to be given to him in a double dose, every person yearns for the Spirit to become the best that they can be, to know that they are beloved. And once you believe you are truly beloved, you can easily bless others and help them discover their own belovedness. So let us pray. Holy God, your light shines on us and your love transfigures us. Your call guides us through the mountains and valleys of our daily lives. We thank you for your presence every step of the way. Help us to see all that you are doing in our world, that we may be your servants and to do your will so others might experience transfigured lives to the glory of your name. We pray this in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.